USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A working weekend for the Attorney General William Barr, who could reveal the principal conclusions of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report later today. Democrats and Republicans want release of the probe's key findings. Democrats want everything that's not classified to be released. These people on the streets of New York say of the report finally being completed,
I'm hoping that the majority of Americans take an opportunity to push for transparency and really take a look and read it and see what this means for the United States and what it means for the presidency as it exists now.
They were using it as material to impeach President Trump. Now we can relax. President Trump can do his job without this hanging over his head.
Severe weather, including strong thunderstorms, expected in the Midwest and parts of the Deep South today. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Pentagon's released the names of the two soldiers killed on Friday in Afghanistan. Military officials say 29-year-old Specialist Joseph Collette of Lancaster, Ohio, and 33-year-old Will Lindsay of Cortez, Colorado, died in Kunduz province. Military officials releasing few details except to say the two died in combat. In Syria, there was celebration yesterday as U.S.-backed Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces raised the flag at what was the final ISIS stronghold in the region.
The end came as the U.S.-led coalition launched a series of airstrikes. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on a visit to Lebanon, was questioned if funding will continue to the Syrian Democratic Forces to avoid a resurgence of ISIS.
Our mission there hasn't changed. We still have work to do to make sure that radical Islamic terrorism doesn't continue to grow.
I'm John Clemens.
Get to know us online. You can find us at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A top trade official in the Trump administration reportedly leaving the White House, Cleet Willems, has been a key figure in the ongoing negotiations with China. The Democratic candidates for the White House in 2020 fanning out again over the weekend across the nation, among them New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker, who told supporters in Rock Hill, South Carolina yesterday what kind of president he thinks our nation needs.
The presidency is not just a constitutional position, it is a moral position. And we need to make sure we have a president that isn't afraid to speak of love, that isn't afraid to reach out to people that are different than them.
Meanwhile, Vermont Senator and 2020 hopeful Bernie Sanders joined interfaith leaders at the Islamic Center of Southern California and opened up about his discontent about the world's failure to be able to meet eye to eye.
After all of that suffering, after all of a horrible 20th century, which has seen a number of genocides, one might have hoped and believed that maybe, just maybe, the world would understand that we share a common humanity.
And campaigning in South Carolina, candidate Pete Buttigieg, who speaks seven languages, answered one question in Norwegian. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.